BFBS. Your stories.
Last Sunday, runners and supporters gathered in town to watch the Stanley Marathon. I spoke to organisers Helena Whitney and Barbara Kingside.
It's our seventh marathon. It's the most southerly aimed marathon in the world. And we've been organising it since last year.
Helena started months ago, because we have to order the T-shirts months ago to get them here on time. And she plans everything meticulously. We've got a sort of checklist, haven't we? And we do it, you know, each month. There's certain things that have to have been done.
And what about the charity behind it?
It's called Seeing is Believing. It was started by Standard Chartered staff in 2003. And it's to prevent avoidable blindness and to cure blindness that can be cured, such as cataracts and the sort of blindness that's caused by poor sanitation in poor countries. And we raise money, and every penny that the staff raise is matched by the bank. So we've cured 1 million people so far.
It's no major surprise to learn that most people struggled with the conditions, especially due to the wind down here in the Falklands. Runners Max Parsonson and Harry Alliston gave their view.
I'm running the Stanley Marathon, the world's most southerly marathon. I was in a relay team today. It was really the wind that was the biggest factor for me. I was running the second leg, where for the vast majority of it, you're running into this incredible wind we've got going on today. Obviously, your listeners can't see me, but I've got very big ears, so I really have to keep my head down and tilt my head like and use it as a sail. But no, it was quite nice running today, with chatting away to some of the marathon runners, and it was very much just out to enjoy myself today rather than try and win any medals.
Entered the marathon as part of a relay team. I did the first leg, and our team came second overall, so really pleased with that.
What about conditions today? It's a beautiful sunny day, but windy?
Yeah, nice and sunny. Not too windy for down here anyway. Definitely a lot less windy than the half marathon, which was an improvement.
And what about running as a woman? Are there many women? Did you see many today?
There weren't that many. I think there's a couple in the teams for the relay, but yeah, it's good fun.
The marathon itself drew people from all over the world, including the UK and the USA. 76-year-old American Wes Love was completing a rather special race.
The wind took everything out of me. Once the wind hit me for the first half of the race, that took everything out.
This is by no means your first marathon, is it?
No means my first. Heavens no. I did 199.
What made you start doing marathons, and so many of them? As you say, you're 199th today.
Well, I had no idea that people ran or anything, and I turned 45 or 46, I think it was, and I thought, well, I heard about these men dropping dead in their 40s, you know, with heart attacks. So I thought I better get out, and I set a course 100 yards in my back alley. Somebody came along and invited me to a running club. I'd never heard of a running club. I says, what do you do in the running club? So I decided to try a marathon, and I ran Chicago in 1982. And I've been running ever since.
Run, Forrest, run!
What's your most sort of prominent memory of all 199 marathons? Do you have one that really stands out?
You know, you have to look at the big ones: Berlin, New York, London, Boston, and Chicago. And that's just to be with millions of people, downtown New York with over 1 million people. That was pretty nice. I've done some very remote ones, way up on about as close to the North Pole as you can get. The Faroe Islands last September above Scotland, that was remote. So those are special. And then Siberia in Russia, those are highlights. Okay?
I had run for 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours.
I just felt like running.
Your stories.